Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Hello there, this is SBS Greek Radio and I'm Pano Postolou. Only a few days are left until the Saturday, the 26th of November, the last day of the Victorian elections. We have invited today analyst Cosmos Samaras, who is former Deputy Campaign Director for Labour in Victoria and the Director of Red Bridge Group. First of all, Cosmos Samaras, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today on SBS Greek.
Good afternoon.
A few days before Saturday, the 26th of November, what do you think is going to happen, Cosmos?
We're looking at Labor government being returned with significant number of seats lost, but lost to the Liberal Party, the Greens, Independents. So they could fall into a minority government or just scrape across the line with a majority government. That's on a normal day. These days, I don't see the Liberal Party being able to get enough seats to win. There is a significant group of people who are no longer are planning to vote Labor or have not voted Labor, because we already have now close to a million people who have voted early. These groups in different parts of Melbourne in particular, so outer suburbs and the inner suburbs of Melbourne, and for different reasons they've chosen to not vote Labor. Mm-hmm. What we're finding, though, is that a lot of them are voting for minor parties. They're not voting Liberal. So really it's a matter of how much of that vote ends up coming back into the Labor Party through preferences or is directed to the Liberal Party.
For many years we thought that the Greeks of Victoria, they were voting massively for the Labor Party. Mm. Do you think this is changing in the last 5-10 years?
My parents' generation, who came to this country as migrants, most of them would have voted Labor until the end of their days. Mm-hmm. Many of them are still alive today and they probably still are voting Labor. But their children, that is my generation and younger, I think you're seeing more and more young Greeks are choosing to vote Liberal or Green or other parties. There is less that tendency of the Greek community now voting Labor than has there ever been.
Is there an explanation about that? Have you done any research? What's the reason of that? So, why is that happening?
So that's more around, I would say, the social progression. Assimilation. So there are a lot of Greeks today are middle class. Those Greeks that are now more socially acquainted with inner suburban communities are voting Green. And those Greeks who now are still living in the outer suburbs but like are sole traders or small business or work in the corporate world are voting Conservative. Mm-hmm. And they're really now just a reflection of the broader Australian society. They're showing less of the traits that were very common amongst Greek migrants of 20, 30 years ago, 40 mm-hmm. years ago.
Steve Dimopoulos has been elected in Oakley. Do you think is he in danger to lose his seat?
He will be fine, and that's because the seat is also a very large harbour of students, university students. And we do know that millennials in particular favour Greens, left-to-centre political parties and the Labor Party as well. The Liberal Party really do struggle with millennials. And for your listeners, it's usually millennials are people under the age of 40. And they are now becoming the most dominant voting cohort in the state of Victoria.
Is the same story with Nick Stakos in Bentley?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Nick Stakos' seat, that used to be a marginal seat that both major parties used to battle over. But over time, it's gentrified. So it's become now an electorate that, for example, 400 homes have been knocked down in the Bentley electorate over the last 3 or 4 years, and 1,600 homes that have replaced them is in townhouses. And the people that are moving in there are young professionals, usually left-leaning.
I think the problem is with Kat Theofanos in Northcote. Is that correct? She's having lot of competition with the Greens there,
Definitely, yeah. So her challenge is she needs to finish on the night in front of the Greens in terms of primary. If the Greens overtake her on primary, it doesn't matter what the Liberal Party does in terms of preferences, she will more likely lose the seat. So the battle there is for her to hold her primary in the 40s and keep the Greens in the high 30s like she did in 2018.
So do you think that the Greeks are not voting for the Liberal Party, but they're moving towards Greens and the other minor parties?
It depends where they are. So if they're in a seat like Northcote, mm-hmm. younger Greeks will vote Green. But if they're in a seat like Pakenham or Cranbourne, outer suburbs of Melbourne, they generally are more a reflection of the sort of community they're living in. So some of them vote Labor, some of them vote Liberal. It's more of a conservative tone to the Greeks living in the outer suburbs than there ever has been. They no longer could be considered a strong constituency for the Labor Party.
Do you think Saturday will be a long night for the Labor Party?
It'll be a long night, I think, for everyone involved. It will take, I think, a long time before we see a pattern. We might be watching the results come in up until 9, 10 o'clock that night at this stage.
Cosmos Samara, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you. Cheers.
We spoke with Cosmos Samaras, who is former Deputy Campaign Director for the Labour Party in Victoria, and today is the Director of the Red Bridge Group.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.